We got to a few lines down from the top. We're in the middle of a story, actually, where Rav Anan had sent a din over to Rav Nachman, and we felt that that was some level of shochad going on there, that he said, judge this case, please. And Rav Nachman felt that since Rav Anan was sending him a particular din Torah, he pushed off the one he was addressing at that point, and he addressed the din Torah that Rav Anan said to him. So the Gemara continues now, four lines from the top. Rav Anan have a rogil Eliyahu da'asu gaveh. So Rav Anan happened to get to meet and encounter Eliyahu pretty often. And he would come, ma'asi le seder Eliyahu. And they would learn seder Eliyahu. So says the Gemara, kevan de avid hachi. Since Rav Anan did that, what he did, he sent that din Torah to Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman had changed the order of the dinei Torah to deal with. Then istalik, Eliyahu stopped seeing Rav Anan. So Yosef B'tani, so Rav Anan was upset. He wanted to obviously see and learn with Eliyahu Navi. So he sat and had a fast and Bayi Rachma, he davened. V'asa and Eliyahu returned back. Now Ki'asa, when Eliyahu returned back to Rav Anan, have a mabis lei buta, he would scare him. Eliyahu instilled this tremendous amount of fear into Rav Anan. So Avet Tevusa, so Rav Anan built this box of some sort, and he hid in the box, or sat in the box, to protect himself from Eliyahu Navi. V'yosef kame adeopik lei sidra, and he learned with Eliyahu Navi in that box until he finished the Seder. Behind Udami Seder Eliyahu Rabba, Seder Eliyahu Zuta. That's the difference. We have the Svarm of Seder Eliyahu Rabba, Seder Eliyahu Zuta. One is the bigger one, one's a smaller one. The bigger one is where Rav Anan, before he did this event, where he was able to openly learn with Eliyahu Navi, and the Sefer Eliyahu Zuta is where he was scared of him and was sitting in that box. So the Gemara says now, B'shnei Rav Yosef have a rischa. During the years of Rav Yosef, there was this tremendous anger. Of course, but Rashi says, Kasha Makum.
He can actually...
I'll pick him up in the middle of this story here. We continued yesterday's story. We stopped a little early. Somebody told us there was like two dots in the Gemara, so we stopped in the middle of a story. So we're now 10 lines down, B'shnei Rav Yosef. Around 10 lines down or so. New story. B'shnei Rav Yosef, the years of Rav Yosef, have a rischa. There was this anger, Rashi explains, Kasha Makum B'ba Rav Le'olam. There was this famine came about because the Kodesh Baruch Hu was very upset during his year time. So Amri Le Rabbanu Le Rav Yosef, so the Rabbanu turned to Rav Yosef and said to him, L'boi Bar Rachmet, you should daven because you're Rav Yosef, and you should daven that there should be food. So Amr Lahu, so Rav Yosef responds back to the Rabbanon, Hashta, Ma'ali Lisha, Dichi have a Rabbanon Miftri Mekame, have a Paisha, Trey Alfin, Masan Rabbanon. Elisha, the Navi, who when he finished giving shir, there still remained at his table, there were 2,200 Rabbanon, Be'in Nerishchala, have a Bayrachme. When he would daven, though, he was such a massive Tamil Chacham and Navi and Tzaddik, there were this many people left over after shir was over. Anna, Ibai Rachman, I who have much less Tamidim, much less of a Tzaddik, much less of a Tamil Chacham, I'm going to daven, Hashem is going to answer me. There's no way that's going to happen, so he refused to daven. So says the Gemara, Umay de Pashi Hachi, how do you know that Elisha had so many Tamidim who left over, even after the shir was over, there were that many left over? So Gemara says, "Dichsa the pasuk says, 'Vayomer mesharsa ma'atein zel lifnei mea ish.'" So what happened was there some individual sent over to Elisha 22 loaves of bread. So Elisha says to his servant, to his aide, "What am I supposed to do with 100 people here? 22 loaves of bread, 100 people. So what's the math? My lifnei mea ish. What does it mean before 100? I have in front of me 100 men. Ilema dechule lifnei mea ish. If he meant to say that there are 100 people in front of me." So b'shnei b'tzuros, in the times of a famine, tuva havel, that's plenty. 22 loaves of bread is enough to go around. You could do one loaf of bread for 5 people. That's plenty of food for them during the time of b'tzuros. So it can't be referring to he had actually 100 people. Elo, what the pasuk meant is elo d'chol chad v'chad kame me'ish. The point was that each loaf of bread would have to be divided among 100 people. I mean, he had 22 times 100 people. 2,200 people were sitting there. I don't have enough bread to give these people. 22 loaves of bread, that's not going to feed 2,200 people. So we see from that statement of Elisha to his Misharso, that it must be that he had 2,200 Talmidim. Kiava Miftari, Rabbanan Mibay Rav, when after the Rabbanan had left the shir that Rav had given, Havu Paisha Alpha and Masan Rabbanan. Then even after they all gotten up and left, there still remained 1,200 Rabbanan still remained at the table of Rav. Mibei Rav Huna. After Rav Huna had given shir, after the Talmidim had left, Hava Pasha Tamni Mei Rabbanan, there were 800 Talmidim still left over at his table that I guess he fed. Then Rav Huna, Hava Darshei B'tleisa Amarai. When Rav Huna would give shir, he would give shir with 13 different Amarayim, which is referring to the different Meturgamim. They had each, oftentimes when they had a big shir, they didn't have microphones, obviously. So they had a person next to them called the Maturuman or Amoral in Aramaic, and he would both translate his the shir and also amplify the shir to the crowd. So Rav Huna had such a large shir, he had 13 different ones, 13 different rooms he was giving shir off. It's like in the mirror, they have this shir room. There's not enough room for like Rav Asher, Ariely's shir to fit into the classroom. So they have these microphones that go to other classrooms where they listen to. So the same idea, Rav Huna had 13 different break-off classrooms from his shir. So then the Gemara says, when they get from the Misifta, before we're talking about the Mibei Rav Huna, the base medrash, this is the Misifta, the yeshiva of Rav Huna, they would shake off their clothing from being dirty, have a salik avka, this dirt, this dust would arise, and the kasi leyoma would cover the sky. In the west, in Eretz Yisrael, they would say, they say, oh, we see it's getting dark out, it must be that Rav Huna just stopped giving shir, everybody got up, and they shook off their dust because they were sitting on the floor, it must be the shir is over now. When people of the Rabbanim would get up and exit the shir of these two, have a paisha arba mea Rabbanim. There were 400 Talmidim who were left over at their table who needed to be fed. And they referred to themselves as Yisomim. Who referred to themselves as Yisomim? I guess these Talmidim, who are sitting at the table of Rabbi Rav Yosef. Or Rabbi Rav Yosef themselves were referring.
The students called themselves Yisomim.
Uh-huh. Okay, why?
They were compared to the great, because we were only 400.
Uh-huh.
There used to be so many more.
Uh-huh, okay.
But the others were bad.
Okay. So Kiava Miftri Rabbanan Mibei Abai Vamrile Mibei Rav Papa Vamrile Mibei Rav Ashi. How many people were left over after their shir was over? Have a Paishim Masai Rabbanan. There were only 200 Vikari Nafshay Yasmi the Yasmi, the orphans of the orphans. So we see this progression. It started with 2,200, went to 1,200, to 800, to 400, to 200. That's been the digression from all the different as the Yiridas Hadaros. Going back to a previous discussion or similar discussion we had before, the individuals who would be checking the mumim in Yishlaim, obviously we know that a carbon cannot have a mum, they'd have people who would be mevaker the various carbonos. So who would support these mevakre mumim? Says Rabbi Ami, hayunolin schar and mitchumas halishcha. They would take the schar to be hired from the chumas halishcha.
This is coming because the Dayanim used to get money from
exactly.
This, so this is bringing this.
Exactly. The Chumash HaLishcha, the money used to Chumash HaLishcha, the way it worked was there was a Lishcha that collected all the money. The Chumash HaLishcha, they would take out of the Lishcha, the Chumash HaLishcha would be used for Karbanos. So the Gemara is telling us here also, it's also being used for those who check the Karbanos, it's still Litzarech HaKarbanos. Amr of Yehuda, Amr Shmuel, Tamil Chacham, Hamilamdin Halachos, Hilchos Shchita, the Kohanim, the Chachamim who would teach the Kohanim how to do Shchita properly, Hayu Nolin Tchar Mitchumas Halishcha, because it's too old. It was also Litzarech HaKarbanos, they could therefore take from the Chumash HaLishcha, it's not considered Me'ila. Amr of Gida, Amr Rab, Tamil Chacham, Hamilamdin Hilchos Kemitza, the Kohanim, this too, Nolin Tchar Mitchumas HaLishcha. Kemitza, again, just to remind us, Kemitza is the parallel to Shchita, it's where you use the three fingers to scoop up the flour. Typically, we think kmitza is only when it talks about flour. It's not really true. It's even they had different types of menachos. Some menachos were actually fried flour, which turns into sometimes something soft, like a zeppelis, those who have the pizza pious. Sometimes it turns into something hard, like fried things get hard. They would scoop up even the hard crunches of the menachos and wipe off the top. So we usually think it's very easy to wipe off the top. It's flour. When it comes to a hard piece of fried dough, it's actually very hard. The Gemara says it's one of the hardest things to do, to try to snap off the top of a hard cracker, if you will. Anyways, those who taught these Hilchos Kemitza would take schar from the Chumash HaLishcha. So Amar Rabba Bar Barchana, Amar Yochanan Magihi Sfarim Shavishlam. Those who would check over to make sure that it's the Sifrei Torah were, I guess, kosher. Rashi says, Magi Sfarim Shakol Adam Adam, the individuals from. I thought I was talking about maybe the Sfarim that are found in the Azara. They had a whole Aron Kodesh for the Azara. This is referring to everyone's individual Sifrei Torah. Hayunolim Sfarim Mitchumash HaLishcha, they too would collect them in Chumash HaLishcha. I'm not sure how this fits into the discussion right now, because it was talking about the individual.
It says, V'yesh Shekatvu Shehagahat Sfarim Nechshevet Tzorech HaKorbanot. V'yishikonim Ayom Damnim Mehem Lechot Avoda.
Oh, wow. I like that a lot, actually.
Okay.
Okay, so the whole big discussion, I see that it refers me to the back. Oh, so if it was those, maybe it's the particular Sefer Torah that was used to teach them the Avoda, so then that's Tzarech L'Avoda, but according to Rashi, it's the impersonal one, so maybe it has to do with Tzedakah of some sort. Okay, requires a little bit more Ian, but we are only have 25 minutes. More. The Gemara says further, Amar of Nachman, Amar of Rav, Noshim ha'orgos b'parochas, not loschar mitshumat halishka. The women who would weave together the parochas in the base of Mikdash, they too could collect from mitshumat halishka. This is part of, not quite tzarech ha'karbanos, but this is tzarech ha'mikdash. Vani omer, and that's what makes more sense. Rav says, I myself hold, though, mikodshe bedek ha'bayis, hold parochas tachas binin asuyos. Take from Bedek HaBayis a different fund. The Bedek HaBayis was used to maintain and to build the Mishkan, the base of Mikdash. Parochas was part of the building, not part of the Kabbalah. So that's Rav felt it was more appropriate to take from Bedek HaBayis. Now, to explain perhaps the first opinion why they would take it from the Shemesh HaLishcha, Parochas has nothing to do with the Tzarech Kabbalah. So actually, I had an idea, but that's not true. I'm going to scratch that. Okay, I'm not sure. The Gemara further says now, Ubeis Amesive. Ask the Gemara. Noshim ha'orgos b'parochas. Ubeis garmel shel maish lechem panim. Beis garmel was the lishka, the chamber where they had learned how to do lechem panim. Ubeis aftinas al maish haktaris. That was the chamber that the Gemara Numa tells us is where they learned how to do the ktaris properly in the kodesh kodashim. Cool on those three individuals. Hayunotlos schar mitshumas alishka. They take over mitshumas alishka. So this is a clear brisa against the opinion of Rav. Hasam b'divabe, that's not b'babe, what does that mean? In the gates. So the Amar Rebbe Zera, Amar Rav, Shlosha Esar Parochos, Hayu b'mikdash. There were 13 curtains in the base of Mikdash, Shnei Shiva, b'mikdash Sheni, rather, in the second base of Mikdash, Shiva, Keneged Shiva Sharim, 7 for the 7 gates, Ech l'pischa shel Heichal, Ech l'pischa shel Ulam. So there's one then additional one as you enter into the Heichal, another Parochos as you enter into the Ulam, the Grand Hall, and Shtaim b'dvir, Shtaim Keneged Baalea, Baalea, two on different parts of the base of Mikdash, that totals 13. So the 13 gates, so those who were taken from the those are taken from the Tshumas HaLishcha. The parochas that was blocking the Kosh Kadashim, that Rav felt came from the Bedek HaBayis. That's the distinction. Right, so Rashi just explains it with the Babe. He says, higher up, the parochas shekineged hapsachim, the curtains that were covering the entranceways, the litzniusa avidav enon tachas binon. That was simply for covering up and to be modest, or so nobody looks inside, but not because that's part of the binyan. It was just for tznius. Aval kol tzarech binyan kigon parochas hamavdilos bein heichal l'kotche kotchim, which is necessary for the binyan, the mikdash, that would have to come from the bedek habayis. That's the difference. Okay.
Is that the other way around?
No, I think that's it incorrect, the wrong way. I think.
Logic. No, I'm not saying. I'm saying to me, logic should be the other way around. I mean, too much, because Shakodashim, you can say that it's too much.
Well, Bedek HaBayis was really reserved for, you have to say, Bedek HaBayis was reserved for the binyan. You couldn't use anything else for the binyan. Shemesh HaLishcha had a little bit more leeway. Shemesh HaLishcha primarily was used for the Tzarech Karbanos, but I guess you need it for other purposes also, you could tap into that as well. Okay. The Gemara further says that two dots all the way at the bottom, Tanur Rabbanan. Nashim ha-megadlos b'neim l'para. The women who would raise their children for the purpose of doing the paraduma, which means that they would have to make sure that their children would always stay out of the way of tuma, they say tawar, and the Gemara starts the Mishnah talk about how to keep them tawar. So they would, when they would go do the paraduma, they would have these ride on these cows, and they had these boards they would sit on in order to block a chatzita, lest they walk over a mace of some sort.
Like a whole. Like a bridge.
The bridge also to avoid all this stuff. So these women who would raise their children required a lot of money and protection to make sure they wouldn't become tame. So what would they do? Hayu notlos schar mitshumas halishcha. They would be funded from the tshumas halishcha. Abashal omer nashim yikaros shibishlam hayu zanus osam mifarnes osam. The prestigious women who Rashi says are the ashirs, the wealthy women, were the ones who would support such ventures to ensure that these children stay out of the way of tuma. So it wasn't being funded by the base of Mikdash, but individual women, wealthy women, would be doing this. Ask the Mar very much very on the yeah.
So this is exactly what they were doing. They were.
They had to support these women and these children.
But what were they doing so they shouldn't get tummy?
So many things. So one of the things was, again, when they had to go from place to place, they would play on, as you said, they would play on top of this bridge.
But and
this
not when they part, I mean, every day.
Yeah, I think every single day.
Yeah, I think
from
before.
Yeah, and from the age of a child until they got to whatever age you're able to do paraduma, they were protected their whole life. They were like homeschooled and everything like that. It required a lot of money. So then the Gemara says in the bottom of Amud Aleph here, "By Minei Rav Huna Mirav." Rav Huna asked Rav the following question. Kli Sharis Mahu. What about Kli Sharis? Mahu Shiyasa Mikodshe Bedeka Bais. Do they collect from Bedeka Bais? Because remember, Bedeka Bais is used for the binyan purposes only, because the Kli Sharis is Tzarech Mizbeach Ninu, who Mikodshe Bedeka Bais Asu. Since the Kli Sharis, the various utensils needed to help serve on the Mizbeach, that's considered as part of the binyan based on Megdesh and comes from the Bedeka Bais. Oh, Tzarech Karbon Ninu, or maybe it's really to, as a function to serve the Karbon, and really Mishumat Alishka, how you also know, it really should come from the Mishumat Alishka, which was used for Karbonos. That was the Shaila. Again, the Mizbeach is part of the binyan that certainly comes from Bedeka Bais. The animals are certainly karbanos that come from Shumash Alishka. But then you have a type of binyan kalim, which is a binyan, but it's just used for the karbanos. So what do you, which funds do you use for this one? So Amalei, the Gemara answers, in a nasin elam in Shumash Alishka. You only collect from the Shumash Alishka for these purposes that we are categorizing the klisharis as tzarech karbanos. Asks Gemara Esivei, the Gemara asks from a pasuk found in Divrei Yomim, v'chachalosam hevi, when they finished everything, heviu lifnei hamelech v'yoyoda es shar hakasef, they brought the remaining silver, v'yasu kelim l'beis Hashem klisharis, and they fashioned the silver over into klisharis. So it sounds like here, they any leftover, Rashi says, u'chachalosam, two lines on the top, l'chazek es bedek abayis b'mei yehoash, they had maintained, they had strengthened the binyan beis hamikdash, that leftover money was used, turned into klisharis. So you see, we use bedek abayis to make the kalim, the klisharis. So the Gemara answers, Amar lei, da'akracha ksuve, la'akracha nevi. You only learn ksuvim, you bring a pasuk from Divrei Yamim, but you missed a pasuk in Navi. I love in Rav Shechter. Rav Shechter, I hear somebody give a shir sometimes, like, you missed the first Shechan Aruch. You missed the first, I mean, you jumped to the Ksuvim. You didn't read the Nevi'im. The Nevi'im said something different. You look in the Navi in Sefer Malachim, Ach lo yaseh beis Hashem, sapos v'gomer, ki lo osem lacha yitinu. So what's this pasuk referring to? That you didn't make the base of Mikdash, and the silver was, meaning that you cannot use this leftover silver from the Bedek HaBayis in order to make the Kalim. I think that's what the pasuk is saying. Is that correct? You can't use the leftover Bedek HaBayis to say again, Ach lo yaseh beis Hashem. Don't use the money used for beis Hashem. Ki lo osem lacha yinu. You can't use it for the making of the kalim. Is that the correct reading here?
I think so.
Okay. So Gemara says, okay, so fine. So you bring a pasuk from Navi, but in the end of the day, ihachi kasher krahadade, we have a steer in psukim. The pasuk in Divrei Yomim tells us you can use the bedek habayis for klisharis, and the pasuk in Malachim says you may not use the bedek habayis money for klisharis. So lo kasher, this is not a problem. Kan shigavu v'hosiru, kan shigavu l'hosiru. Ones where they collected money and they overcollected, they had some surplus to use. So that where the surplus, you may use the extra money for bedek habayis from bedek habayis for klisharis. That's the pasuk in Divrei Yomim. Malachim is talking about where they did not have leftover, then you may not use the bedek habayis money for the purpose of klisharis. Now v'chigavu v'osiru mayhavi. So even when they collected and had leftover money, what was that really permitted? Rashi says mayhavi halol l'kedushas karbon gavu. You're not allowed to use the money. You can transfer money was given for a certain purpose to a different purpose. If you're saying now klisharis is really be'etzim tzarech karbanos, so you can't take the bedek habayis money for the bin beis hamikdash for the purpose of the tzarech karbanos. So the Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Yibohu, Lev based in Masa Len, Imetzucha Huchachu, Imlav Yel Chlei Shari. It's a very important line here. It's brought down in the Gemara in Zvachim and elsewhere here. It quotes Shavuos and Menachos, but I think also the Gemara in Zvachim. That based in Lev, based in Masa Len, they said that they made a Tanai. They said to any money that we're collecting for this purpose, if it's needed for the purpose, it's going to be used. And if it's not needed for the purpose, it will not be necessary to stay in that particular use. So if they collected money for the klisha, for the bedek habayis, they said, if we don't need the money for bedek habayis, we overcollected, we're able to transfer that money elsewhere. That was a stipulation Basin had made across the board. Then the Gemara says, Tana debei Rabbi Shmuel, klisharis ba'in mishumas halishcha. We have it here that it's supposed to not come from bedek habayis, it's actually supposed to come from mishumas halishcha, which is the money that's collected for the kabanos. Shenemar, as the pasuk tells us, as shar kesef, at the rest over the remaining kesef was used. So initially, we brought this pasuk to tell us is referring to the leftover money that was used for bedek habayis. Says Rabbi Shmuel again, as shar kesef, ezu kesef sheyesh lo shirayim, which is a kesef that has leftover. Haviomer zed chumas halishcha. So the way it works is that you see Rashi, the last four lines from the top, Kesef Sheesh La Shirayim, Kesef HaKupos Sheu Nisram Min Alishcha v'shiram nisharam balishcha. The way it worked is, they had all these kupos. They had the three kupos. Aleph, Beis, Gimel. We learned this also perhaps some shkalim probably. Right. So they collected all the boxes, the tzedakah boxes, and they took a chuma. They were torim. They took some money out for the purpose of karbanos. But when you did a chuma, there was shiram. There's leftover in the initial kupa. So says Tana the Rebbe Bishmael, what's a eshar kesef? What's a kesef that has she'er, that has leftover? And that's referring to chumas alishcha. So chumas alishcha was used to build the kli sharis. Where it says, well, how do you know? Ema shiraim gufayu. Maybe it doesn't mean that which has a shiraim. Maybe it means the shiraim, the leftover of the bedek abayis. Even though bedek abayis doesn't typically have shiraim, we expect to collect the money and use the money. But maybe it's referring to that they had surplus of the bedek abayis, and that shiraim was used. Maybe it's really referring to bedek abayis, and not shumas alishcha, which always has a shiraim. So the Gemara explains, Kedama Rava, ha'ola ola rishona, ha'chanami ha'kesef, kesef rishon. Father says ha'ola. Ha'ola refers to the first ola, referring to the carbon tamid is always the first one. Rashi quotes the Gemara in Pesachim here. It appears other places as well. Look at Rashi quickly. We have time, I think, right? Ha'ola. Oh, maybe 15 minutes. Ha'ola. Rashi says quickly. Ola rishon. Minayin shelo yedaver kodem al merach ol tamid shel shachar. How do we know that there should be no carbon on the mizbech prior to the tamid shel shachar? Tamalomer v'harech aleha ha'ola. You place on the mizbech ha'ola. What's the ha'ola? The ola. Havin ba my tamud. What's the drasha ha'ola? Amarava ha'ola mashra ha'ola ha'amura rishon. The ola that's mentioned first. The one that I already mentioned once before. Kivisidre karbanos v'hi olas ha'boker. Shenemar v'amata lem zahisha. Very appropriate for today's reading in Rosh Chodesh. The first ola is carbon tamud. V'ha he yisera kadarish. Ha'chanami, here too says Rashi, as sher ha'kesef, b'kesef sheyesh lo sher, that the kesef that has leftover. So it's a different drusha though. Why is it kesef rishon? I guess it's referring to the chumas, the kesef rishon, the first chuma that's taken, that's referring to the chumas halitshcha as opposed to the bedek abayis. Yeah, I guess so. Referring to ha'kesef rishon, the kesef that's taken first, the chuma is always referred to rishon, the first chuma, therefore it's chumas halishcha, according to Tan de Beri Shmuel, and not referring to the leftover from the bedek abayis.
So when it asks the ema shirayim gufayu, mm-hmm. So she says nasim yashirayim atzmam deyanu mashkalim natrim belishka velo mitrumat halishka.
Right.
Meaning, because they had one lishka and then they took safim into trumas halishka, right?
Correct. So that chumas, every time, chumas halishcha always has shiraim. That's the definition of a chuma, the shiraim.
They have to be replenished all the time.
Right, not because they have to replenish, because the way chumas halishcha worked is you just take chuma from it, and there's always going to be shiraim.
Right.
As opposed to bedek abayis, the initial idea was to collect money and build it. But if it happens to be shiraim of the bedek abayis, there could sometimes be shiraim. But it doesn't have to be shiraim. So we learned up until now that shiraim referred to, initially we brought the pasuk, sher kesef referred to the leftover of the bedek abayis, if there was leftover. But now we're saying, no, it's not if there's leftover. It's referring to something by definition that there always is a share. Chumash HaKalashka, it's called share kesef. It always has a share. So that's really what's funding the building of the Kli Sharis, according to Tana de Beri Rabbi Shmuel.
Chumash HaKalashka is for Korbanos.
Exactly. You take a chumash for Korbanos, but the shrine could be used perhaps for something else. Right. The Gemara asks the question of Mesi Vehak. Torres, the whole Korbanos Tzibor. Ban mi Chumash HaKalashka. All Korbanos Tzibor, all of Avodos of the tzibor come are being funded from the chumas halishcha. Mizbeach hazav, the inner mizbeach, the golden one, the smaller one that was used to place the ketores on it every single day. Ulevona v'klisharis ban mi moser nisachim, come from the leftover of the nisachim. They would collect funds for the nisachim. Those leftovers would be used to Did I skip? I don't think so. Mizbeach hazav, there's a girsa here, so you might have the other girsa if you looked on the side. The Gra takes out the word levona. Right, the Gra says inside the word Levona should not be there. Okay. So, I'm not sure why Mizbeach Hazav is being funded from the... we see Rashi says Mizbeach Hazav. Rashi says this is a klihu v'lo binyan. Shinu mechubala adam. It's not connected to the ground, therefore it's a klihu. V'yachol natalto, you can move it. As opposed to Mizbeach Hachiton, which is very, very large, that was considered mechubala karka. So, Kalim comes from the Trumas, from the Mosar Nisachim, the leftover funds that was used to collect the Nisachim. There's a whole long Rashi here. Mizbech ha'ola, the large mizbech, halishchos, the chambers, hazaros, ban, mikache, bedek abayis, those are binyanim, that comes from binyan, the bedek abayis. Chutz l'chomas ha'azara, if it's something that's outside the azara, such as its nashim, and the walls, and towers, those things, ban, mishirai halishchos, that which was left over from the lishchos itself. I guess after the money was used, Rashi says, coming from after you do Trumas Halishcha, the remaining parts in the Kupos, those Shiraim after the Trumas Halishcha, that was used to build the things outside the Choma.
After Rosh Chodesh Nisan, when they already had the new funds. That's what
saying. Oh, yeah, so the leftover from the previous year.
Yeah, because okay. We learned, remember, that you couldn't do Korbanos with the previous year.
But why can't be referring to during that year? Oh, you don't know if it's leftover until the end of the year.
I guess.
Okay. Because you might need it for the next day and the other Korbanos. Fine. So then the Gemara says, Zuhi Shishaninu, this is what we taught, that Chomos Ha'ir, Umigdiloseha, the walls of the city and the towers, V'chol Tzarche Ha'ir, any other needs of the city, Bar Mishirai HaLishcha, that which is left over, let's say, from the previous year, in the Lishcha. So we see from all this, though, that the Kli Sharis is coming from the Moser Nesachim, which is interesting, which would be similar to the, I guess, Lishcha, as opposed to the Bedek HaBayis. Okay, it's coming from the Nisachim, as opposed to coming from the Lishcha. I'm not sure why, how that fits in with the Bedek HaBayis exactly, but either way, the Gemara concludes that it's really a Tanai. It's really a Machlokas Tanai, what was used to fund the Kli Sharis, the Tanai.
There's a big thing about what's Moser Nisachim.
Oh, yeah, I see that in the Rashi there. So, okay, whatever it is, so the Gemara says, in the end of the day, it's really a Tanai. It's really a Machlokas Tanai, as the Gemara quotes from Mishnah, the Tanai, the Mishnah that's found in Shkalim. Mosa Chuma, the leftover Chuma, Maha Yu Osimba, what do you do with the remaining part, the remaining money of the Chuma? And that's what Rashi, that what you pointed out. If you look at Rashi, Mosa and Chuma, Hanisha Bakupos Rosh Chodesh Nisan. Comes Rosh Chodesh Nisan, you have leftover from the prior year, Mikan Ve'elech Ein Lokim, Karbanos Tzibra Elam Chuma Chadashi, you can only use it in the new funds. What do you do with the old funds from the previous year? So what do you do with that? So that's being used, says the Gemara, for Maha Yu Osimba, back to the mission now, and the Gemara, Maha Yu Osimba with the previous year's extra money. Rikie Zov, they would support the base Kachay Kadashim. They would hammer them down into sheets of gold, I think, in order to cover the floor and the walls of the Kodesh Kadashim. They would use actual gold to build to fashion.
Every year they used to recover. Great.
So that money was used to do that. Yeah. So Rabbi Shmuel Omer Moser Peros the Keit Mizbeach. So the leftover of the Peros would be used for the Keit Mizbeach. Rashi says Moser Peros Revach Peros and the Kamar Mefarsh Ma'in. We'll see later on what that means. But the Keit Mizbeach, Rashi says, Kishu batal, when the Mizbeach was batal, minidarim v'nidavos, lochin olos, makrivim basal Mizbeach v'oros l'kanim. What happened is, they always wanted the Mizbeach to be very, very active during the day. Now, some days were, you know, slower than others. So it was a slow day where nobody was bringing karbanos. So in the morning they had karban tamid shashachar, and then in the evening they had karban tamid shabir and bayim. In the middle it was filled with nidarim and nidavos, people would bring all day long. But sometimes were slow days, they didn't want the Mizbeach to be inactive, so they'd take money, extra money that was in the Moser Peros, and buy olos just to bring, just to keep the Mizbeach active, and give the hide to the Kohanim. Then Rabbi Shmuel says further, the Moser Chuma, the leftover that was found in the Chuma, that was used, the Kli Sharis, to buy the Kli Sharis. And then Rabbi Kiva Omer, Moser Chuma, the Keit Mizbeach. He says, no, the leftover money that was found in the Chuma, that was actually used to fund, keep the Mizbeach active. Moser Nisachim was used for the Kli Sharis. So we see here, there's Machlokas. Rabbi Shmuel thinks that the Kli Sharis came from the Moser Chuma. Rabbi Kiva felt that the Kli Sharis came from the Moser Nisachim. And Rabbi Hanina, Skan HaKohanim, the assistant to the Kohen Gadol, or perhaps maybe the head of the Kohanim, it's different. You find a different place of what the Skan means exactly. So Rabbi Hanina, the Skan HaKohanim, Omer Moser Nesachim, the Keit Mizbeach. No, the fund that was left over in Nesachim, that was used to keep the Mizbeach active. Moser Chuma was for the Kli Sharis, in accordance with the opinion of Rabbi Shmuel.
Shouldn't we follow what he thinks?
Yeah. Rabbi Hanina, since he was there in the
base,
possibly. But I guess we don't. Interesting. And then, but he agrees. He ended up agreeing to Rabbi Shmuel. We don't hold that way. Okay. Interesting point, though. Vizeh vizeh lo hayumodim v'peros, and they both agree to the peros. What does that mean? So Rashi says lo hayuzeh vizeh means Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Hanina lo hayumodim sheyeheshim moser v'peros. There should never be extra over peros. So while Rabbi Shmuel was referring to moser peros was used for the case of Mizbeach, Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Hanina thought there would never be moser peros, whatever moser peros are. So it ended up being a machlokas exactly what to do with the extra funds, but for our purposes at least, it's machlokas whether you take it from Moser Nesachim or you get it from the Moser HaChuma. So what are peros? Peros my happy. My, what exactly are peros that Rabbi Shmuel was referring to that was used to keep the Mizbech active? So says the Gemara, the Tanya, the Brisa teaches us that Mosa Chuma Mahi Osim Ba, what do you do with leftover money in the Chuma? Lochim peros, you'd buy fruit with them, bezul, cheaply. And you sell them at a higher price. And the money would be, that profit would be used to keep the Mizbeach active.
What peros are we talking about? From Bikurim or what? No, Bikurim is to be to the coin.
I think just stomp fruit. Try to make a profit. Uh-huh. I think so. Any different there? They buy fruit at a cheap price.
Right. Used to buy, okay.
Yeah, to make a little profit, and that profit was used. Vizuhi Shanin, that's what we taught. Most of Peros, the Kate Mizbech, that's what we thought. Rabbi Shmuel taught us that the extra money of Peros would go to Mizbech. So, my Zev Zev Lopahayu Modem Beperos. So, what did it mean when Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Chanina said there was no such thing as leftover than most are Peros? It's not in the Mishnah here, the Mishnah that's found in Shkam as well. It says, Mosa Shiari Lishcha, the leftover money that's found in the Lishcha, my Yosimba. What would you do with it? Lochen Ben Yainos Vishmanim Vesaltos You would buy with it wine and oil and flour, and the schar would go to the hektesh. I guess the leftover schar that you didn't need to buy. That's all according to Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva Omer ein mistakin b'shal hektesh. You cannot make any profit on hektesh. You can't buy and sell things from hektesh. Af lo b'shal niyim b'shal hektesh, and not even from the niyim to shal hektesh. What does it mean from the niyim to hektesh? Also, you can't take people's money, tzedakah, to make money from it either. You're collecting money, let's say, and to want to make an investment to make more money from the tzedakah, that too would not be permitted.
Gemara says, according to Mishmal, that most of Paris is Rakitz and Mizbech, most of Trumas Glishar's Gemara says, what's Paris? It says, they, with the most of Truma, they bought Paris and they made a schar, and then that's what they used for Rakitz and Mizbech. Mishmal holds most of Truma went for Glishar's. So, how can most of Paris be what they took
from
Moser?
There is a
chart here.
I see. So, what happened? Maybe like Moser, the Moser.
He doesn't really.
Then Moser Chuma he initially used for the Klisharis, and then if there's still surplus, then he would sell that to be Moser Peros. That's a great question. Is there something there about this?
Point number 1. Rabbi Shmuel, on the Mutar Trumat Halishka, they used to do Klei Sharet, and then whatever was left over, they used to do Peiros, it seems.
So after they bought the needed klisharis.
Yeah, that's why there's a point number one. They did klisharis and what was left over.
Okay, let's try to finish.
They did payers.
Okay, let's get to the two dots here. So, again, the Gemara said, you cannot make any schar, you can make any, it's not parnasa, but you still cannot use hektish money, nor could you use aniyah tzedakah money to make an extra profit, even though it's for them. So the hektish, my time alone. Why can you do this for hektish? You're doing something good for them. You're making a profit for the hektish. The fee, where it says lo she'ain anias b'makom hashiris, because we don't. There's no poverty in the place of wealth, and the base hektish is a place of wealth. So we don't try to act like we have no money, trying to make additional profit. I guess that's the idea behind it. And we shall anias my time alone. So why don't you make profit off of the tzedakah money? The dilma misrmila anias v'lekla meisvalei, because you have your money locked away in an investment, and you can't give the aniyim who presently need it. So you have to have the money always accessible to give to the aniyim. Okay.
Oh, yeah. So it's a nace, right? That when you need 40 minutes, you do it.
Yeah, and this was actually...